TJ, how's it going?
Sup, Nate. Just trying to find some snacks, yeah? Let's see here. Hey, Jesus Christ. No wonder why the kids are so fucked up. Hey, thanks for getting the mail, Gabriel. My back's been killing me.
You're welcome, Paul.
Let's see, TJ, Scotty, me. What's this? Yes? Well, I wouldn't describe myself that way, but I could lose a few pounds. Ooh.
Paul's gonna join the fucking Marines, dude.
Whoa.
Space Marine Paul.
It's gonna be fucking amazing.
I can't, like, that. I did not see that plot twist coming. I gotta tell you. I did not see that one coming. But I am invisible now, so I'm probably useful to the special ops and stuff.
Yeah, so what happened, guys, is Paul has become invisible.
I mean,
you know how it goes.
It is a side effect of the keto diet. So Paul is no longer visible to the naked eye. He's permanent invisible.
He's become so thin that he's no longer visible.
Yeah.
He no longer registers.
So Paul is actually permanently invisible now.
Diet successful, guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, yeah, I did see that our intro was a little bit not quite as loud as we are. So, I don't know. I don't know if you guys know. I don't see how you would. But we have a new soundboard here. A new streaming program here.
That's right.
We're still working out some of the bugs, so if there's any sort of issues or anything, that's probably why.
Bugs, TJ?
Bugs,
Paul. You mean features, TJ. You mean features.
Yeah, features.
We have features.
A creature feature.
We are feature rich now.
So why are we here, TJ? Why are we here?
I'm not sure, Scotty.
Why are we here?
Why are you here? That's the real question.
Here to do Flash Fried.
Yeah, that's right.
A fresh a fry.
Like
fresh
July
fry.
4th is no excuse to take a day off, not for the people of Deep Fat Fried. No, sir.
Yeah, you even saw there were some fireworks going off behind. I mean, that's obviously why Paul is feeling so patriotic that he wants to join the Marines now.
Yes. The 4th of July.
4th of July is upon us.
The 4 Julys.
4th of Julys. Yeah, all right. So I'm just kind of vamping for time while I mess with audio settings. That's my agenda right now.
That's all you got,
Paul,
TJ.
Seems a little louder than the rest of us. Well, you seem kind of loud too, Scotty, but whatever. I don't know.
Gotta learn to fucking run the board, TJ. What can I say? You gotta learn to actually do your goddamn job.
Gonna
once.
Have to learn to do your fucking job.
Yeah, I'm like,
job.
TJ, you spend... Like, yesterday, I'm like, I call him up, like, or he calls me up, and it's like, maybe like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, yes, you spent a lot of time on Wirecast today, huh? He's like, yeah, like an hour. Then I take a little nap, get a little snack. Yeah, about 30 minutes ago, I woke up, and I looked at it for a minute. Gonna be real difficult.
You got it. Yeah, he's got it all handled, dude.
Hey, man, I spent a good chunk of my night learning what I could about this convoluted
what you could today, piece of TJ, shit. There are fucking many tutorials, and there's many resources for you to learn this program.
Uh-huh. There's not as many tutorials
as you think.
Didn't want
to say something due to the wrath of Paul, but there's a buzz. So there's a buzz, TJ. Yay! Shit isn't working. Hallelujah! We didn't do a test before we went live, and now everything's fucked up.
We actually did do a test.
Well, there's
we went
a
live.
Well, now there's a buzz.
Well,
we actually did do a test, though.
I don't know what to tell him. There is the buzz. The buzz should be gone now.
What the fuck was that?
That's just our system's background radiation, I guess.
Cosmic background radiation.
All right. Well,
so
just turn that off. Turn it off, TJ.
Well, it's controlling the volume of stuff we play on the computer.
God, you're pathetic.
Bring
TJ.
It up when you need it and keep
so,
it
yeah,
down
well,
when you don't.
That's obviously what I'm going to have to do. We need to figure out a way to get the computer volume louder in here, but then no one cares about our technical bullshit, so.
This isn't the fucking technical difficulty show.
This ain't the technical difficulty fucking show.
No, it really is.
But
I mean, it always has been.
It always is, and it always will be.
Probably.
But yeah,
till we're not doing it anymore.
Well, we don't really have much need of desktop audio, so I guess I'll just turn that completely off until it's fucking needed.
Yay!
But sorry about the buzz. We'll have to figure out what the fuck that's about.
I mean, it's just
it's whack-a-mole, dude.
Know, whatever.
It's the whack-a-mole.
It really is. It's like, oh, this doesn't work now. We fixed that problem. Okay, now there's a new problem. We fixed that problem. Okay, now there's a new problem. It's like,
one step forward, two steps back. What you gonna do?
Well, none of us are audio experts, so.
So anyway.
Doing the best we can do.
Here's a story that kind of hits close to home for me anyway. This decision has been since reversed, but it's kind of interesting that it ever happened in the first place. YouTube punishes atheists for exposing Christians, Christian who wants gay people executed. I think we covered this on this show, or maybe I covered this on Abandoned Hope.
Covered this. Yeah.
I didn't cover this guy's story, but I covered the preacher. He's a preacher who says that he wants gay people executed, but humanely, though. Like, you know, you don't got to torture him or nothing.
So why was this guy punished? Why was he punished for revealing that this guy's own opinion?
Well, here's what happened. Back in May, a young preacher named Matt Powell sat for an interview with atheist YouTuber Skylar Fiction. Powell had been mocked online for saying things like atheists were coke-drinking video game addicts. What's wrong with that?
Coke-drinking video game
addicts? There's some coke-swilling video game addicts, I tell you.
He also said that scientists were hiding the truth about the sun and the moon.
Oh, okay.
So this was his opportunity to clear the air.
I'm a coke-swilling video game addict, so...
He's right. But you're no longer an atheist, Paul. You found Jesus.
Oh, that's true.
Powell just made things worse. Most notably, during the interview, he said to Skyler that the government should execute gay people. While the rhetoric isn't out of the ordinary for some Christian extremists, it was still frightening to hear from the mouth of a 22-year-old. He said, as far as homosexuality goes, you know, I believe the Bible puts the death penalty on it. I believe it's disgusting. And incidentally, every scientific test has come back and said homosexuals are 50 more times likely to get AIDS.
Whoa.
I don't think that's
50
quite true.
Times more likely
they
to
are
get
more
AIDS?
Likely. I don't think they're 50 times more likely.
50 times more likely?
We got this AIDS thing spreading. It's a fact that this is the case. Skyler even gave him a chance to walk back on what he said. Did he seriously think gay people should be killed? Powell doubled down on his beliefs. So, you know, here's the transcript. But for even hosting a video where he was talking to this guy, even though he was there to argue with this guy and mock this guy, the video was taken down for hate speech, you know?
Hate speech by the person being interviewed, not the interviewer.
Right. And, I mean, I think it's so weird because, I mean, there's so many streams now where it's like, here's my stream with Richard Spencer, you know, and then Richard Spencer come on like, kill the Jews. And then it's like $5 million super chat. And then it's like, okay, that's fine. YouTube doesn't do shit about that. They're just like, eh.
Yeah, it's fine. We're fine with literal Nazi shit.
But you know, some guy running an atheist channel makes fun of a guy who wants to execute gay people, and it's fucking hate speech, I guess. I mean,
clearly.
How about that?
Clearly.
So this is fucking pretty crazy. And here's the, I mean, you can read the whole transcript. There's a big article on Pathos about it. Thankfully, this video is back up. The strike against Skyler has been removed. And
Because of an outcry, though.
Yeah, only because there was an outcry. But I mean, yeah, you can bet your bottom dollar that if there weren't articles like this being published about it, there never would have been. Oh, okay, your video is fine.
The problem with YouTube is there's no rational basis for the deletion of videos. A lot of it's just an algorithm that's sorting through. Like it says, like our video is Jewish pork.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that must be offensive. It's like, we're saying it was literally in reference to an article about creating lab-grown pork that would be kosher so Jews could actually eat pork.
Yeah, that gets pulled. But
that's
literal,
pulled down.
Literal, like, hey, we need to kick the Nazis out of the country shit. That's fine. That's okay. Nazis are responsible for everything the bad that ever happened in the world.
It's
that's
funny
fine.
How often the software makes the decision, and then you ask, well, I want a manual review, and then they double down and say, yeah, actually, you did violate the policies.
You know, I submit manual reviews for my videos all the time. You know, I've been cutting up my Abandoned Hope episodes and putting them up in segments. And, you know, they all, of course, immediately are like, demonetize, 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 whatever.
Like by default.
Yeah, almost like it's just the default. And then I challenge them, and I'd say about 20% of the time they approve ads for them, and then the other vast majority of the time, I guess there'd be 80% left, so maybe like 70% of the time they just say they confirm what the computer said, and then 10% of the time they've actually fucking slapped me with a age inappropriate thing. Where it's like, oh, this is fucking
age restriction.
This is inappropriate for younger audiences. So we're gonna actually, not only are we not gonna approve ads on this, but we're gonna fucking put an adults only tag on it.
And it affects everyone on YouTube at this point. It's like it doesn't matter if makeup channels, kid channels. As we saw all those scandals, like YouTube is now just it's so locked down. Unless you're just part of, like, basically the YouTube organization itself, it's like, or a giant corporation, it's like any independent content creators are clearly being pushed out of the market in favor of their sponsored content or giant corporations' content.
Why are they so, like, why are they so intent on ignoring the fucking, like, the anti-Jew shit, the neo-Nazi shit that's so prevalent, though? Like, why is that not, you know what I mean? Like, they seem so sensitive about that shit. That anything that even approaches it gets pulled, but yet, Richard Spencer showing up on everybody's goddamn show. You know what I mean? That's not a problem. Why?
There's certain figures they want to ridicule and have them available to be ridiculed, and if they censor him and take him off there, then they have to find someone else.
I mean, he's not being ridiculed, though. I mean, like, it's...
Yeah, nobody's ridiculed.
Well, no, I'm saying but a lot of talk shows and other things have ridiculed Richard Spencer, so there's probably... I mean, yeah, obviously there's ones that portray him in a positive light, and, he gets to say his rhetoric. But, I mean, also, he has a very high profile, so banhammering him is going to be like, all it's going to do is cause more bullshit for them. So they probably just made a decision at YouTube to say, hey, you know what, if we ban this guy, then we're going to get a bunch of flack for it, so let him just say his nonsense and just punish him, maybe just take the ad revenue away from those channels or something, but just let him have their message.
I don't know what the thought process is behind it, or if there even is one. But
I'm sure there has to be one.
It is pretty strange.
I mean, if they're cracking on pretty much anyone else that says something, but then allowing this, there's got to be a reason for it.
Yeah, well, I guess ultimately they did decide to allow it, so it could have just been a ridiculous flagging campaign of some kind.
The only guidance I've heard of YouTube on stuff like this is that they support free speech, but they're not going to monetize those videos, and like they're going to try to bury those videos, but they'll still allow them. So it's kind of like, we're going to censor you, but not fully. We're not going to say you can't upload, just try to bury you.
Yeah, I have no idea what that's about.
Which that never works anyways.
Firework blows off Florida man's fingers on Merritt Island.
No, dude, Florida man, no!
Ouchie.
Florida man!
How's he gonna save everybody from crime and eat out of dumpsters and rape dogs without a finger?
A Florida man in his early 20s was airlifted as a trauma alert after he suffered a severe injury to his right hand from an exploding firecracker just after 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday, July 3rd.
Holding a fucking firecracker in his hand. What an idiot.
Well, it is Florida man we're talking about. Brevard County fire rescue crews responded to Ligistrom Lane, where the man was reported to have had two fingers amputated by the Independence Day holiday blast.
Damn.
The unidentified Florida man was transported to Merritt Island Airport, where he was airlifted by a first flight medical helicopter to Holmes Regional Medical Center in Melbourne, Florida. In 2017, there were nearly 13,000 injuries sustained from fireworks in the United States. Nearly one-third of those injuries were inflicted to a hand or finger. It's because you don't hold a fucking firework in your goddamn hand. I just don't understand how
that a dare
difficult that
or
is.
Or just a stupid fucking fuck up, or...
Oh, no, a lot of people will hold these big packs of firecrackers and they'll swing them around and shit, and, they probably just don't release them in time and they blow up. Or it's like, or yeah, you're right, it could also be a dare, like, oh, hold on to it, so you hold on the longest and he wins, but at the cost of two of his fingers, so...
So here is a breakdown of firework-related injuries. I guess 22% are to head, face, or ear. 14% are to eye. 6% are to arm. 31% to hand or finger. 17% to leg. And here's the one I don't get. 10% trunk or other. Are there elephants fucking around with this? What's going on?
Like the trunk of your body, dude.
I've never heard any part of my body described as a trunk.
Your torso described as your trunk?
No.
Okay. Well, that's a very, very, like,
couldn't they just say
common
torso?
Way of describing a torso?
Well, I've never once heard that in my entire
You've never heard a torso described as a trunk.
No.
It is commonly, TJ.
Well, I've never heard
it. It's so common that, like, you I don't
also,
know, dude, you have an aversion to the word.
Again, TJ, I'm staring at Beavis. Staring at Beavis, TJ.
Well, I don't know why, but Beavis. For some reason, Wirecast doesn't like to continue giving you a fucking live shot.
Don't blame Wirecast.
It is Wirecast's fault.
Don't
I haven't changed
Wirecast,
shit.
TJ.
I haven't changed
TJ,
shit.
Stop it.
What?
Stop blaming Wirecast.
All right. But it's its fault, so.
It's not.
How is it not?
It's
Do you
fault.
Have the live projector right now?
I do.
Right. And I'm not going
to. I've had to ask several times, TJ.
I'm not going to change anything.
Are
and
you
it's
drunk,
just gonna,
TJ?
It's going to go
Are you
away.
Intoxicated, TJ?
It's just going to go away.
How much have you had to drink this evening, TJ?
1 million liters of booze.
1 million liters of booze.
Yeah.
And it's gone again.
Okay.
It's gone again?
It's gone again.
So every time it changes it scenes. Does, well, yeah. You'll have to figure that out. But for now, just give him a fucking scream.
God, TJ.
It has nothing to fucking do with me.
So you say.
Yeah.
Donald Trump considered invading Venezuela, reports
say. Oh, I read
say.
This today. This is great.
U.S. president briefed not to mention the topic at dinner with leaders from four Latin American allies, but he did so
How do you feel
so
about
anyway.
Invading? How do you feel invading? How's it sound? You know what? This guy, what is his name? Maduerdwe something? He's evil. Let's invade.
Maduerdwe?
Yeah.
Maduerdwe. Okay. Donald Trump considered invading Venezuela, a senior U.S. administration official has said. In a meeting last August to discuss sanctions on Venezuela in the Oval Office, Mr. Trump asked why he could not just invade the country.
Let's just invade.
Let's just invade them.
Why can't we just invade them? I mean, they're there, we're here, invade them.
Months later, Mr. Trump was briefed not to mention the topic at a private dinner with leaders from four Latin American allies. But the first thing the president said was, my staff told me not to say this, stunning
like a
his advisors at the time.
Hey. Ooh, my staff told me not to do this, so I'm going
You'll never believe what my staff told me not
God,
to tell
this
you.
God, stupid.
Stupid fucks, eh?
Wow. What an idiot.
I'm going to go invade the Venezuelas. It's going to be good. It's going to be a success.
They're going to be so free after I'm done with them.
They're going to be the freest goddamn country on the face of the fucking earth. The initial discussion... which I'm sure was a discussion, which took place with then U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and National Security Advisor Herbert McMaster, among others, resulted in aides taking turns to explain why military action was not a good idea. They argued that bringing up the topic could risk losing hard-won support among Latin American governments to punish President Nicolas Maduerdwe. For taking Venezuela down the path of dictatorship.
Fucking Maduerdwe.
Which he totally didn't even do, by the way. Mr. Trump apparently argued the case and pointed to what he considered past cases of successful gunboat diplomacy in the region, according to the official, like the invasions of Panama and Grenada in the 1980s. I'm surprised Trump actually cited precedent for his argument.
Look, we won. Those are places, Panama, we won. Grenada, we won.
Yeah, they're bastions of freedom and democracy.
Is this what
you would
looks
you would
like?
argue, TJ, that Venezuela is really a democracy at this point, still?
Yeah.
I don't think you're very informed on the subject.
Why not? Why would you say it's not a democracy?
Because they literally had protests, and those protesters were killed.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean? So in a democracy, you allow people to protest.
Right, but the protesters were violent, though. I mean, like, most of the murders that have taken place have been protesters killing other people. Like, those protesters are throwing Molotovs. I mean, like, there comes a certain level of violence where you have to meet it back
okay,
with violence.
Yeah, in a country that's failing to meet every basic need, fulfill any civil rights. But I guess that's okay, though, so... They should just be deprived of life, liberty, and everything else that you could possibly want in life. But this guy is doing a great job.
I'm not saying he's doing a great job. I'm just saying he's not a dictator.
He pretty much is. There was an election. He basically just said the results were null and void.
What results?
Of the National Assembly of Venezuela is controlled by the opposition. He's appointed people to the Supreme Court and other judges without doing the legal process of the country. he's pretty much flouted, you know, the laws of Venezuela for years. Now that he's been in power. I mean, look, they made a bad decision, even having this guy in power, or in my opinion, Hugo Chavez. But that was before oil prices crashed as dramatically as they did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so part of it is, yeah, they have a lot of deep flaws in their society and economy, but the guy is pretty much, in my opinion, a dictator.
I don't think he's a dictator. I mean,
he's very despotic.
I've looked at opinion polls in Venezuela. He has majority support.
I think those are very skewed polls that you're looking at.
I mean, maybe they are. But
I mean, many many outside organizations have the same opinion. It's not just like just saying this.
Money out. I mean, like, you got to realize that a lot of the information that comes to us about Venezuela is filtered through Western media.
Well, I don't think that it should be,
which have a vested interest.
I don't think they should be invaded. But I mean, people there are clearly suffering, and the current government is clearly failing to meet their basic needs.
Aren't the election results?
I mean, do you dispute right that? Do you dispute the high inflation in the country? Do you dispute that there's a number of severe problems?
Like, there's a lot of meddling that's going on in against their country that's causing a lot of that hyperinflation and shit.
We live in a global economy. Of course, there's going to be meddling.
Isn't that part of the impetus for having the riots and shit though?
Like food shortages.
The election is hotly contested too, and there's widespread fraud allegations and shit. So, like
widespread fraud allegations against the election that happened in this country.
Right, but we're talking about things that we can't do here, like ballot stuffing and shit.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just don't think he rises to the level of dictator.
I mean, I guess that's your opinion. I just don't really agree with it.
What's the line? Like,
the
brutally stomps out any fucking protest.
Yeah, I don't really get it,
but
I mean, he didn't really brutally stomp out.
Yes, he did.
Protests against him.
Okay, all right. I guess I was reading a different fucking. I've been paying attention to a different bunch of news stories about Venezuela. Then,
I don't trust anything the Western media has to say about
fake
Venezuela.
Fake news. Damn, she's taking a Trump approach.
Damn,
she's like, look,
pro Maduro, dude.
Yes,
right. I didn't realize he was pro Maduro, dude. All right, fair enough.
Yes, most fireworks are illegal in Florida. No, that doesn't stop anyone. Here's why. I don't even need to read this.
Oh, because you can buy them from other states easily.
Yeah, I mean, you can easily buy them across state lines. Plus, I mean, there's always black markets for anything that's prohibited.
Of course.
Let's just see what they have to say. Blah, blah, blah. Are all fireworks illegal in Florida? Yes, all fireworks, defined as anything that leaves the ground or explodes, have been illegal to sell or set off in Florida since 1941. The exceptions are those who get a permit from the local government, are illuminating railroads, or are buying them for agricultural use to frighten birds away from crops. What?
So there's loopholes, of course.
In Hillsboro,
farmer loopholes and shit.
Yeah, so wait, it's a valid use of fireworks to shoot them at birds?
Yeah, to scare them away from your crops, but not to celebrate the birth of this great country.
Well, you know what? Maybe I need to fucking protect my crops on the 4th of July.
In Hillsborough County, for example, there are 5 active permits for fireworks displays this year. So basically, they're illegal, but they're not illegal in Florida.
Well, you can't just go to a fireworks stand like in Louisiana or a number of other states and just buy fireworks. And
you know, I was listening to Paul earlier on Hideology talking about fireworks and what his favorite ones were. And he's like, well, I didn't have any cool ones. So my favorite was like the snake.
Yeah, I liked the little snake things.
The snake?
Well, 'cause, like, dude, I grew up in California. So it's safe and sane fireworks laws. I like the snakes.
They got no bottle rockets.
No bottle rockets.
They got no Roman candles.
No Roman candles. Yeah, nothing that fires up into the air.
That's one thing that California got totally wrong, dude.
Now, people have illegal ones, so I've seen some illegal ones. But when I was a kid, my mom was always afraid she was going to burn the house down. So we got safe and sane fireworks.
Oh, my God, dude.
Safe fireworks.
Your mom was totally wrong, dude.
So I like the little snakes that you light, the little black dots. What?
You got the kiddie fireworks, dude.
Dude, those are the best. The snakes are dope.
Dude, we used to take quarter sticks of dynamite and put them under 5-gallon buckets and watch.
And then
Paul's the bucket fly into the air.
I got the
Paul's
snakes.
Got a snake.
Paul's sitting there staring at the snake.
I got sparklers.
There was this one when I was a kid called the killer wasp that was awesome, dude. It had screechers on it. Like, it would go when it fired.
Oh my God. Dude, they pussified people in California with that shit.
Safe and sane fireworks, dude.
Like, you know, gun laws are one thing, but fireworks laws, I mean, look, I know a lot of people get injured, but they're fucking mainly dumbasses. I've been lighting fireworks my whole life, and I've never been injured by one.
I mean, yeah, if you're not a total retard, it's almost impossible to
be injured by
one.
Well, it's because you're smart about it. You don't hold the shit in your fucking hand, yeah. For one. You have, like, for bottle rockets, you have somewhere to launch it from, so you're just lighting the... Right. All you're doing is lighting
the... How about
a
bottle? Or something, yeah. Like, set something up to launch it out of. Don't hold
like
it in your
hand. Like PVC pipes and shit. You just put that in the ground and you launch shit. It's fun. It's not like it's really super dangerous.
Light the fuse on the M80 and throw it away from people. Well,
yeah.
There you go.
Check this out. Woman feared she couldn't afford ambulance after her leg was trapped by a subway train.
Damn, that would suck.
Thanks, America.
A woman getting off Boston's Orange Line last week fell and was trapped between the subway platform and the train until her fellow passengers were able to free her.
You want us to call an ambulance?
Transit police say the woman stepped into a 5-inch gap as she was getting off the train at the Massachusetts Avenue station on Friday.
The fucking gap, people.
Afternoon during a rush hour. Marlene Polanco was on her way home from work when she heard the commotion. I didn't see her actually fall. I actually jumped out of the car when I heard some screams, she said. I was able to see what was happening. She was clearly stuck between the train and the platform. Security video from the platform shows a crowd of commuters start to push on the train and rock it enough to pull the woman to safety.
Wouldn't that pinch her leg more on the rock back, though, if they were rocking the train? Because, like, it's, you know, you're pushing it one way and then it's going to come back the other way.
There's an immediate need to get her dislodged there, so.
I guess.
And apparently it worked, so. After the woman was freed, Polanco stayed to help and talk to her. She had a bad cut on her right leg. Police said it was deep enough to expose the bone. Gross. Ooh. Polanco said the woman was clearly in a lot of pain, but she didn't want anyone to call an ambulance because she said she couldn't afford it. She made it a point to say, "You don't understand. I have terrible insurance," Polanco said. Everyone just kept saying, "Don't worry about that. You need medical help." Emergency medical technicians arrived in 5 or 10 minutes, Polanco said. The woman did not agree to go with them. The EMTs bandaged her leg and took her away in a wheelchair. She couldn't walk. She couldn't stand. She couldn't do anything on the leg.
So essentially she does need emergency medical treatment. Yes. And she's basically refused. And it's, I mean, she had to be taken against her will. And it's fucked up because the look, in major cities, ambulance rides can be $3,000 to $5,000.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that when you're... the bone of your leg is exposed, you just need to accept that financial problems or those are going to face you. You can't just avoid them.
But it's you're right. At that point, when she can't walk and she physically is unable to, then she has to. But a lot of people, you know, if it's not really an emergency, they're better off not taking that route because, like you said, I mean, yeah, it might save their life, but if they're very poor, that $3,000 or $4,000 bill they get might just sink them.
Well, I mean, if their life is over, if they die,
yeah,
because
no,
they
I
didn't
agree.
Call the ambulance.
I agree. At the point of, like, life or limb, you have to. I mean, she was wrong. She has to go. I mean, I get that. I'm just saying, but, like, a lot of times, it's so fucked up that's her first thing is just the cost. I mean, and it's like, accidents happen to everybody. This shit just happens. I mean, this could happen to anybody. You know, it could be a car door that does this to you. It could be whatever. And the fact that the first thing you have to worry about is, oh, is my insurance going to cover this? You know, because they might not even cover the injury.
That shouldn't be anybody's first fucking.
But it has to be in this country because we don't have universal health care. So it has to be a consideration: is can I afford this or not? Can I afford to actually get sick and die?
You're low.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's astonishing, but I know to a lot of people that live in countries that have universal health care. They're just like, how could it be? It's like because a lot of people in our society just feel that yeah, that's just on you.
Yeah, like Venezuela, the country you guys just shit on.
Get out of here, dude. Give me a fucking break, TJ.
No. That might be a country that technically has universal health care, but it's way underfunded.
Well, everything's underfunded. Their fucking economy's in the shitter.
I wonder why that is.
According to you, because of foreign meddling.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of it is.
But we live in a global society. How are the countries not going to
meddle? Well, I mean, there's sanctions and shit against them.
Why shouldn't there be?
There's fucking people stealing resources from their country. There's fucking a controlled opposition of billionaires that are basically smuggling fucking food and shit out of the country. Like, there's warehouses in Venezuela that are filled with food that the companies won't release to the people because they oppose the government of the country. So there's artificial fucking food shortages.
Right, but that's not external.
There's Venezuelan good. Oh, it's all being funded by the U.S. and shit. 92-year-old mother refuses to go to assisted living facility, shoots and kills son.
Now, okay.
Now, I've been watching. Scotty, are you still getting a projector, by the way?
No.
So I've been watching The Sopranos, and part of the plot of the first season is that Tony Soprano is trying to put his mom in a nursing home. Well, not really a nursing home, but a retired living facility.
Like an assisted living place.
Assisted living
place, and she's a total bitch about it, and I'm like, man, that's horrible. She's terrible. But this bitch goes to a whole other level. She actually kills her fucking son over that. In a bizarre turn of events, Maricopa County Sheriff's Office officials say a 92-year-old mother took her 72-year-old son's life after she believed he ruined hers. MCSO says deputies responded to a home near Palisades and Seguero Boulevards for a report of unknown trouble around 10 a.m. Monday. After they arrived on the scene, deputies say they found a man who had been shot, and he was later pronounced dead. A suspect and a witness to the crime were detained at the home about 30 miles northeast of Phoenix.
Fuck, dude.
Some Soprano shit here, dude.
This is the bitch right here.
Livia Soprano.
Anna Blessing.
Oh, okay.
Anna Blessing, sorry.
Gonna put me in a home?
Anna made Blessing.
I'll put you in a grave!
And, you know, well, now she's going to probably go to prison or something. I don't
know. Yeah, she's going to go to the ultimate assisted living facility.
I can't.
Prison.
And she's not going to go to
she's
any prison.
She's too old, probably.
She's too old. They'll send her to some psychiatric ward or some shit.
Anna Mae Blessing had been contemplating for several days about her son's intentions to place her in an assisted living facility. Blessing retrieved two pistols and concealed them in the pockets of her robe, then confronted her son in his bedroom. During the confrontation, Blessing stated that she removed the handgun and fired multiple rounds, striking and killing her son. She then pointed the gun at her son's girlfriend, and the two struggled over the weapon when it was dislodged from her hand. Blessing retrieved the second handgun and attempted to point it at his girlfriend, who knocked it from Blessing's possession. The girlfriend contacted MCSO, who responded and ultimately took Blessing into custody. When authorities got to the scene and took Blessing out of the apartment, Blessing reportedly said something along the lines of, "You took my life, so I'm taking yours."
Jesus. Dude, this old lady was not fucking around, dude. Not fucking around at all. She was not going to the home.
Yeah, maybe she didn't need to go to the home.
She had two pistols, dude.
She had two guns, and she was able to murder her fucking 20-year younger son.
She brought a backup pistol in case the first one didn't work.
Did she plan this shit,
this
man?
This old lady's a gangster. No
she
joke.
She is.
She's an OG.
She fucking wasted her own son.
That's fucking crazy.
Because he's going to put her in a home. Well, let's see her.
You can't see her?
No.
Did it go? When did it turn off again?
Oh my God, dude. She is a gangster.
Yeah. Look at that bitch.
You know what the son should have said at that point when she pointed the gun at him? He should have said, like, "Oh, I was just kidding.
I was just joking.
You ain't got to go nowhere.
I was just funning around, mama.
I was just playing, mama.
You could stay right here." Mexico.
It's gone again.
I know. It seems like it changes every time I click on something else.
Yeah, you're worth to figure that one out, but just keep going.
Mexico president-elect rejects bodyguards. The citizens will protect me. Leftist AMLO has also refused to live in an ornate presidential residence and pledged to cut his own salary.
Damn.
He has just been elected commander-in-chief of a nation mired in intractable drug conflict and has claimed more than 200,000 lives in a little more than a decade. But on Tuesday, Mexico's incoming president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, claimed that he would waive the right to close protection in a bid to stay close to the people. "I don't want bodyguards, which means the citizens will take care of me and protect me," López Obrador, or AMLO as he is best known, told reporters as he called on Mexico's incumbent president, Enrique Peña Nieto, to discuss the transition.
Does this sound like it might blow up in somebody's face to anybody?
This sounds like we'll be reading this guy's obituary pretty soon.
Yeah, like, he lives in a country where politicians are routinely killed by drug cartels.
You know what? You never really know.
I mean, you
think on the face of it that, yeah, maybe that might not work. But they might. It might just be a ballsy enough move where they're like, "If we kill this guy, how's that going to fucking
worse for us?
Yeah. Is it worse for us ultimately?
I mean, he will if he
if he's seen as that much of a populist
if
and
he
that
does
beloved,
this, if he does this and he is killed, he will 100%
become a political martyr.
Yeah.
I mean, it might. I mean, if those cartels might just be better off just fucking going, well, whatever.
AMLO, a 64-year-old leftist who trounced opponents in Sunday's vote, was repeating an undertaking made on several occasions during his historic campaign, one of several promises designed to bolster his image as a man of the people who will rule Mexico's 53 million poor. I don't want to go around surrounded by bodyguards. I want you to take care of me. I want the people to look after me, AMLO told a rally in Hidalgo State in May. Jose Antonio Crespo, a political analyst at Mexico's Center for Economic Research and Teaching, called AMLO's decision an act of absolute irresponsibility. It's a little demagogic to say, I am just like everybody else, I have no privileges, when he isn't just an average citizen, he is the head of state, Crespo told the Associated Press. A good part of the country's stability and rule of law depends on his security and health. AMLO's other populist pledges include refusing to live in Mexico City's opulent 19th century presidential residence, Los Pinos, the Pines. I won't live in a mansion of any kind, he told a recent gathering on the Capitol's hardscrabble outskirts, promising to convert the building into an art center for the Mexican people. Selling the presidential plane and banning top officials from crisscrossing the country in private jets and helicopters. All this is going to end. We cannot have a rich government and a poor people, he said. Slashing his presidential salary and those of what he calls Mexico's golden bureaucracy. I'm going to earn half of what Peña Nieto earns, and we are going to reduce the salaries of those who are on top so that we can raise the salaries of those at the bottom, AMLO pledged. The teachers will earn more, the nurses, the doctors, the cleaners, the police, the soldiers, the Marines, the campesinos.
Campesinos.
I don't know what that is.
The campesinos.
Campesinos.
I mean, all this sounds really nice, but just like, how is he realistically going
to
do it?
It seems a tad naive to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I mean, best of luck to the guy.
Populism sometimes works in strange ways. And this whole, like, I'm not going to live in a palace and I'm not going to run around with a bunch of armed guard shit might end up, you know, I don't know, giving this guy a little cachet.
I think that the chance, I mean, like, the chances that there will be people actually defending this guy are pretty high, considering he won in a landslide. And I'm sure that all of this stuff that he's saying here resonates really strongly with the Mexican people, because they live in a country where the government is mired in the worst kind of corruption.
I mean, totally corrupt. I mean, a huge, so this huge division between the rich and poor in that country. I mean, you have people living, you know, like luxurious lifestyles, and a lot of people living in just abject poverty.
But I mean, this is a guy who's saying he's going to go after the corruption and go after the cartels. So, you know, I don't know if it's a wise decision for him not to be protected. But
who knows what's going to end up happening? I mean, maybe someone talks to him and he at least revises that position. I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe he'll just have his own personal. He'll like form like the Citizen Guard or some shit. It'll just be his own little private
army. Like a crowd
of
adoring people that escorts him from place to place. You know,
throws flowers.
But like I said, it might totally backfire. He might be assassinated quickly. Who knows?
Rick Wiles, God will destroy America if Anthony Kennedy is not replaced with an anti-choice judge. I love Rick Wiles. Let's listen to him.
Look, these people are not just liberal, leftists. They're wicked.
Yes.
They're wicked. Look, these people are not just liberal, leftists. They're wicked.
Yes.
They're wicked. They want to kill babies. They'll defend the so-called right of people to murder babies. It's a human sacrifice to Baal.
They're gonna murder babies.
God is bringing America.
Oh, it's been a while since I've heard the whole like Baal thing again. You know, I remember the conservatives were all talking about Baal for a while. I guess now they're doing it again. Now it's back to the old Baal talking point.
Why don't they care as much about Mammon, dude? The god of fucking wealth and shit.
Because they want that.
They worship Mammon. They just don't like Baal and Beelzebub and shit.
Baal, no good.
I like
Mammon,
them all, man.
Great.
I like Baal. I like Beelzebub. I like Mammon. I like them all, man. I'm down with all the demons. So
do you guys think that this means when whoever Trump's replacement, whoever he replaces Kennedy with, is that going to be the end of Roe versus Wade?
Nah, I don't think so, man. I think that's, I mean, look, if he gets to replace a couple more judges and shit, maybe we'll see that. I don't know. I just think that Roe versus Wade, you don't put that genie back in the fucking bottle, man. There's just no way.
What do you think, TJ?
I think Republicans like it too much as
a wedge.
A wedge issue that they can use to get elected. So I think they'd actually be making a big strategic mistake if they actually stopped it.
I agree. I don't think it makes sense for them politically to send it back to the states, because what's going to happen is all conservative states will ban it, and all liberal states it'll be legal.
Yep,
that's all that will happen.
And you know, Trump, I don't know if he's that stupid. I mean, he is pretty stupid, but you know, we'll see.
He did pledge though that anyone he appointed was going to be anti-choice, as Rick Wilde says. Like, they're
America,
not going to be pro-choice.
Yeah.
To this place. This is an amazing thing to watch. It's a frightening thing to watch. I'm excited, and yet I'm deeply concerned at the same time, because I don't know which way it's going to go. I'm praying, I'm believing that we're going to get a judge that's going to overturn Roe v. Wade and end the slaughter of babies. But I also am very aware that the establishment in this country is pro-baby killing. The entire establishment.
Just like you're fucking
killing baby.
Just like you're pro everything else. The minute that fucking fetus becomes a baby and is born, you cease to give a shit about it. You're the same people that are like, these welfare queens, and we don't need this, and we don't need socialism, we don't need any sort of thing like that, we don't need public education. Nope, we don't need all, do away with all that, unless they join the military. But yeah, so that's fine. So the minute they're born, that's good, but then that's it. You cease to give a flying fuck about them, what environment they're going to be raised in, if they're going to be adopted or not, what's going to happen to them. You don't give a shit. But as long as they're allowed to be born, that's good.
They'll fight for the opportunity to murder more babies.
You're goddamn right. You know why? Because I care more about those babies suffering after they're born to a bunch of drug addict parents that don't want them, or abandoned, or end up in the fucking foster care system like so many kids do. I care more about ending that suffering than I care about the fucking non-existent thoughts and lives and sentience of a fucking fetus, idiot.
And so many people want to give these people access to birth control, which is another thing universal healthcare would provide, is access to contraceptives and birth control to prevent this from even being an issue.
We don't want that either, because that encourages promiscuous sex.
Oh,
Scotty.
No. Oh, no.
We don't want people out there having sex. We don't want to encourage people. So we can't have birth control.
We don't have to encourage people. That's naturally what they're going to do. And they've been doing it since humans existed, and since there have been animals that can reproduce.
Obviously, the only answer is to remove a woman's autonomy over what happens with her body at all. And
yes,
just make her a vessel for semen to be squirted into and babies to come out of.
I want to kill more babies.
That they're going to throw everything that they can get their hands on at President Trump and this nominee. God's watching this country.
Yes.
He's watching this country. We have the opportunity to end a baby holocaust.
A holocaust?
It's a holocaust.
Holocaust.
The slaughter of
the holocaust.
Tens of millions of babies. It could come to an end.
No one's slaughtering babies. They're slaughtering fetuses.
We're trying to
reverse. They're not slaughtering them.
Curse that's on.
I was going to say, they're not slaughtering them either. It's not like there's a wanton act of, like, we want to do this maliciously because we hate this life. It's that most times in the first trimester of pregnancy, a woman decides, thanks to this ruling, that she doesn't want to have this child, that she doesn't have to. That's all it is. And I understand people talk about the male right of, like, what if the man wants to have the child? You know, there's a lot of different issues and different viewpoints on this, but I think at this point, the best decision is to allow someone to make the decision with their body what they're going to do.
I mean, that's really where it begins and ends. Like, the whole male right thing dies on that. Men don't carry the baby. So it's like, it's not their body that it incubates itself in for 9 months. It's like,
but
not
then
their...
But then do you believe, let's say that the male is totally against it and the woman does want to have the baby, that she should be
absolutely
supportive for 18 years?
No. The dude, like, men should be able to opt out just like women do.
That would be the solution, I think, to that, is like, if you don't want, if they do, then it's like, well, I don't, then you should not have to pay child support if you want nothing to do with, like, if it was a one-night stand, it's like, look, I don't want anything to do with this. Like,
recently, TJ and I were on a stream where a guy brought up an idea of dudes having, like, a card that they can file with the federal government that says, I have no interest in having children. And once that's on file, you know, you've got that, you show it to the woman you're sleeping with, she's on notice. You know what I mean? It's like, you get pregnant, not mine. And as long as we enforce that legally, I don't see a problem with it. It gives both people that are involved in making the kid an out.
Yeah, I think everybody, I mean, look, if a woman gets pregnant, she's got lots of opportunities to have an out. I think the men should have the same opportunities. But as far as outlawing abortion goes,
I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, all you're going to do is just push it back into the black market. You're going to make it more dangerous. You're going to end up costing people
their
lives.
Or women trying to do it themselves and then killing themselves.
Yeah, back alley abortions.
The idea of people sticking coat hangers up their pussies and shit, that's not just a joke. That actually happens when you don't have legal abortion. So, yeah, no good. Sorry, Rick Wiles. You're not as rational as you think you are.
We can bring down our video audio now so we don't have that hum.
UK government to ban gay conversion therapy.
Good.
The British government is planning to outlaw so-called gay conversion therapy as part of an effort to counter intolerance and discrimination. The £4.5 million initiative follows a survey of LGBT people that found 2% of 108,000 respondents had undergone conversion therapy, while 5% had been offered it. The survey also cast a light on the discrimination faced by lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgendered people, with more than two-thirds of participants recording they avoid holding hands with a same-sex partner in public out of fear people react negatively. In a statement, British Prime Minister Theresa May said she had been struck by just how many respondents say they cannot even be open about their sexual orientation or avoid holding hands with their partner in public for fear of negative reaction. No one should have to hide who they are or who they love, she said. This LGBT action plan will set out concrete steps to deliver real and lasting change across society, from health and education to tackling discrimination and addressing the burning injustices that LGBT people face.
I always love when you hear the phrase, no one should. You're right. No one should. That's in theory. You're not going to change the entire culture of a country where there's people that think this is a reprehensible, sickening act.
You can't. I mean, there's no law you can pass that's like the don't be disgusted when you see two dudes holding hands in public.
There's no way to make everyone magically tolerant of everyone else's point of view or political leanings or sexuality or whatever it might be. I mean, there's always disagreement. There's always people are going to be very vocal and even physically violent to people that they don't agree with. It might be as simple as a soccer, you know, like, you like this soccer team, I don't support this team, I'm going to bash your fucking skull in. Or it might be, oh, you want to hold hands and you're gay? Fuck you, I'm going to bash your fucking skull in. So yeah, it's a really nice initiative and it really should be banned. But it's not. You can't change cultural attitudes overnight. Cultures are very slow moving.
I have no problem with the banning of conversion therapy.
Well, it's bunk. It's a waste of time.
First of all, it doesn't work at all. It never has.
It's actually detrimental to the people that go through it because it encourages self-loathing.
I have no problem with that going away. But in terms of, like, we're going to make it where gay people aren't scared to hold hands in public.
I wish.
You can't legislate that. You can't legislate how people feel.
Exactly. I mean, and you know what? I mean, I'm glad they're doing it, and it's a good initiative, but it's not going to change it overnight. That's just going to take time. And, I mean, you do need programs like this, but like you said, it's just going to take a long time. And there's a lot of people, especially in older generations, who are not accepting of it, and no law or no government's going to change that. That's a personal preference and opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe this will work. All right, Scott, you have a screen now, right?
Yep.
Let me see if it'll actually stay if I change the tab.
Nope.
Okay.
Why
Catholics are leaving the faith by age 10 and what parents can do about it.
We're leaving the faith. Yeah. Leaving the faith.
By age 10. The indoctrination can't even last that long anymore.
I mean, dude, the bullshit is so stinky with Catholicism.
The jig is up.
I mean, this is so dumb.
Especially with Catholicism, it's the jig is up.
Yeah. As a dude in a dress is standing up there, it's boring as fuck. Of course kids are leaving it in droves.
Young Catholics are leaving the faith at an early age, sometimes before the age of 10, and their reasons are deeper than being bored at mass, the author of a recent report claims. Those that are leaving for no religion, and a pretty big component of them saying they are atheist or agnostic, it turns out that when you probe a bit more deeply and allow them to talk in their own words, that they are bringing up things related to science and a need for evidence, and we need proof, said Dr. Mark Gray, a senior research associate at the Center for Applied Research in Apostolate and at Georgetown University.
That is music to my ears to hear the kid saying that.
It's almost a crisis in faith, he told CNA. In the whole concept of faith, this is a generation that is struggling with faith in ways that we haven't... It doesn't sound like they're struggling at all.
It sounds like they're
just outright rejecting it.
They're saying, where's the proof? Where's the evidence? You're talking kids as young as 9, 10 years old questioning this. And as they should. They're being exposed to a lot more information and being taught to critically examine the information being given to them and seeing religion doesn't stack up. There's no proof of it.
They live in a world where a lot of the things that were normally mystified that the church liked to claim were God's work have been demystified by science. So they can go online and see that, you know, it's probably not possible to flood the entire world with rain. Once you start questioning little things in the Bible, it's not long before the whole thing starts to be a big question mark.
The most common reason given for leaving the Catholic faith by 1 in 5 respondents was they stopped believing in God or religion. This was evidence of a desire among some of them for proof, for evidence of what they're learning about their religion and about God, Gray said.
Why should they be?
It's a trend in popular culture to see atheism as smart and the faith as a fairy tale.
Because it is?
Because that's accurate. That's an accurate representation.
I mean, I don't know.
Not necessarily the smart part, but just the fact that these kids are saying, at least 1/5 of them, they want evidence, they want proof. And why should they just believe something blindly?
They shouldn't.
I mean, there's no good argument for just believe something blindly. I'm sorry. I don't care if you're the most religious person in the world. That doesn't make any sense. If you just want to believe something based on just pure belief, then you're not really doing it based on anything but a desire to believe something is true. That's it. It's just your personal preference and desire that this should be true. And there's no evidence to back that up. Then it's really, I'm sorry, you're just delusional. You know, I could want to believe with all my heart that I'm going to be a lottery winner. Oh, if I just keep doing this and living this way, I'm just going to win all this money and have all this success. But that's just delusional. And anyone, if I told them that, would just say, you know what, Scott, I don't think you're being realistic. But something with religion, it's like, oh, well, that's actually a rational belief. Never mind. Good job. Keep believing your nonsense. Even though there's no evidence just that, and there's no proof it's never going to happen.
Australia to issue monthly fines to parents who don't vaccinate children.
Good.
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 Australia has strengthened its no jab, no pay policy by issuing further financial sanctions to parents who refuse to vaccinate their children.
Good. Offset the cost of, handling a rubella outbreak at a fucking school because some idiot didn't fucking vaccinate their
child. Too many chemicals. Chemicals bad.
Parents will now lose $28 Australian a fortnight from their tax benefits for each child not up to date with their immunizations. Previously, parents whose children were not up to date with their vaccinations would lose an end-of-the-year payment to their family tax benefit worth $737 Australian. The new fortnightly sanction will see parents lose out on roughly the same amount, but is said to serve as a more constant reminder. Those earning over $80 a day will also have further penalties imposed.
How about making them, in addition to this fine, making them wear a t-shirt that says I'm a retard on it? Like, do you think that would be enough social pressure? I'm a retard who doesn't vaccinate his children. That's the only t-shirt you're allowed to wear.
How come? I mean, like, I just go as far as being like, this is a not vaccinating your children is a form of child abuse. And, you know, you
take the kids.
You either do it or the kids are gonna be taken away.
I mean, I kind of agree with that, honestly.
Maybe that's too draconian for some people.
When it comes to a kid's health, it really isn't, though, because kids can't make that decision for themselves. Yeah, they can't make an informed decision, so they rely on their adults, the people that are in charge of them, to take care of them, to make sure that they don't get measles or mumps.
Well, look at states like California, Washington, Oregon, places in the country that are rejecting vaccination, and all these diseases that were thought to be eradicated or I mean, the number of people that had them were in the single digits and are suddenly making resurgences.
Oh, yeah.
In places where there's low vaccination rates, and but there's no correlation there, right? It just happens to be people that don't vaccinate their kids get these diseases that they're not being vaccinated against.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's a public health crisis. The exemptions for vaccination should be minimal, and it should only be for exceptional cases.
Like in the preservation of the child's life, if there's they have
a compromised immune system.
Right, you're right.
If it will kill them to be vaccinated, then obviously they shouldn't be vaccinated.
Right, but outside of that, standard.
Across the board. That's what we need. And the fact that people challenge that, it just shows you that people are not students of history. They haven't studied how these diseases like polio ravage communities. And it's like, look, 150 years ago, there's so many things that could have killed you. Like the water you drank, oh, it's contaminated with shit. So now you're going to get cholera or something. Yep. Or you're going to get this, or you're going to get that. You're going to contract polio. And they take all this shit for granted. They live in this modern society where your water is treated, and you have access to healthcare, and you get vaccinations. Whereas people 50, 100 years ago didn't have those luxuries, and a lot of people died from those diseases.
Yep.
So those sacrifices, all these generations have fucking suffered through. Then now people that casually discard them as if they're just irrelevant, or it's, oh, these bad chemicals are going to do this or give my kid autism. It's just astonishing, and just shows you how ignorant these people are in their decision making.
Philippines mayor shot and killed by motorcyclist is second official to die in 2 days.
Wow.
A second mayor in the Philippines was gunned down on Tuesday evening near Cabanatuan City, following the assassination by a sniper of a Tanoyan city mayor during the flag ceremony of Monday. Hey, Philippines, can you get some easier city names, please?
Yeah, serious.
Ferdinand Boat, 57, was killed around 5 p.m. Tuesday in a tinted Toyota 4Runner, or sorry, Fortuner, after exiting a government building. He is the 12th local official to be murdered since President Rodrigo Duterte began an anti-narcotics campaign. Boat was not tied to the drug trade, according to a Tuesday report.
Is he a dictator, TJ?
Gulf News. Duterte?
Yeah.
He
was elected.
I mean, I don't really know. I mean, my understanding is he enjoys widespread popular support in his country. I would say he's definitely an insane despot, but I don't know if he's an actual dictator. I guess that remains to be seen if he loses his popularity and they try to vote him out, if he actually lets them do it. In surveillance footage provided by Rappler, a local source, the town's police chief, Adrian Gabriel, said gunmen who were on a motorcycle shot him repeatedly with the use of a short firearm.
Why did they call him a sniper earlier then?
Yeah, that's not really a sniper.
A shotgun is not a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know,
that's a close quarters weapon.
This is why, you know. Oh, hey, it's talk about the fucking kids in the cave.
Yeah, the cave kids.
Cave kids. But that has nothing to do with this, so whatever. So, yeah, this story kind of puts this story in another context, you know, like, yeah, you could easily just be killed. The Mexico president guy that's like, I don't need no bodyguards. Well, this is a good reason why you might want them.
Duterte fucking has literally murdered people himself. Like, what do you mean? Like, there's no...
I mean, there's no outright...
These are all extraditional...
proof he did it, but he brags about it.
He's the fucking leader of a country. He's literally said he's killed drug dealers. I mean, unless you think he's lying.
I mean, I think
that's been his government's policy.
I think there is a good chance he's lying about some of it.
I mean, I'm sure maybe some of it's self-aggrandizing, but he's fine with extrajudicial killings.
Because remember, he thinks it's a bragging right to throw people off the building.
He's the fucking person supposed to enforce the laws of his nation, right? He's supposed to hold people accountable, and he actually does the exact opposite. Oh, you're doing something illegal? You should just be killed.
Yeah, and he doesn't even do it via the government. He just empowers citizens. Yeah, kill any drug dealers.
The government does it too. There, of course they do.
Yeah, but mostly he just encourages vigilantism, which is just fucking crazy as a matter of policy. But anyway, here's Alex Jones.
That this is the gateway to the traction. That's how Trump does it. He enters it at one irrefutable point that they covered up what happened on 9/11, that they blocked the lawsuits, that Mueller was the guy that quarterbacked all that, and then he quarterbacked the entire cover-up.
Dude, Alex Jones is looking pretty good in this like beard thing he's got going
he's
on
got his,
here.
He's in his beard phase.
He looks, no, I can't see.
It's looking pretty fucking decent on him. Give Scotty his thing so he can
see him now.
Oh, beautiful man right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, look at that. That's not bad looking on Alex Jones, huh?
No, he's looking better. He's looking good.
When it was a little bit weaker, it didn't look as good, though. Now he's looking a little bit better with it.
Yeah.
And then he's rocking the beard.
Gone again.
And that it goes into Saudi Arabia.
Wow, really? Just because I started playing the video again, it disappeared? Yep. Wow. Awesome.
Arabia, it goes into the Bushes, it goes into the Clintons, who set it up beforehand, it goes into Saudi Arabia, Al-Qaeda, and Trump has them dead to rights. He has all the documents, he has all the admissions, and he's letting them know, I have the ace of spades. So, just like Trump back in...
The ace of spades!
Come on, dude. Trump has them dead to rights.
He does.
Trump is an incompetent fucking demagogue. He is definitely someone that delegates and is told his opinion and then goes, either if he agrees with the opinion, that's good. And usually the opinion has to be that, Mr. President, you're so right about what you said about this. What did I say again? You said we should invade. Oh, yeah, that's right. I did say that. You know, he's an idiot.
I guess we're just going to go ahead and skip this for now because people are saying they're hearing it twice whenever I play it.
Okay.
I don't know what that's about, but we'll have to fucking figure some shit out on this.
Fantastic.
Rife with anxiety, markets are churning at the fastest rate since 2008.
Turn down that video shit.
Once the hallmark of this bull run complacency has made way for angst. From junk bonds to emerging market stocks, market turnover is through the roof, reaching multi-year heights or highs. Within the S&P 500 index, investors traded more than $2.9 billion worth of shares in each of the past two quarters, a feat last achieved in early 2008. Burgeoning uncertainty from monetary policy and protectionism to cracks in the synchronized growth story have spurred elevated trading across assets. Market turnover tends to be high when uncertainty is high, as institutional investors tend to reshuffle their portfolios. JP Morgan Chase and company.
Well,
strategists.
A lot of stocks are getting really, really expensive. I mean, they're at fucking all-time highs or nearing all-time highs. So what's happening now is everyone's trying to figure out when the bubble's going to burst. You know, they're all playing that game of musical chairs. Who's going to be left holding the bag? I mean, you know the American people are going to be left holding the bag because they're a bunch of fucking saps. I mean, they're already holding the bag. But it's just like, what major financial institutions are going to collapse next time? I mean, I don't think we're anywhere near that point yet, but it's going to happen again. I mean, look how fucking inflated the stock market is right now.
I mean, it seems like we're seeing, I mean, like it says here that turnover is the highest since the emerging market crisis of the late 1990s. It's already past where it was before the 2008
yeah,
crash.
Yeah, they're just saying that they're looking at the statistical data I've seen you're talking about, and they're just showing that, hey, this could mean a sudden drop-off is going to happen if we go based on that model. It's not exactly what's going to happen necessarily, but that's what some people are predicting.
So what does Trump do if there is a crash, you know, in the next, I don't know, year or so. If we see a crash like we did in 2008, what's the Trump administration response to that?
You know, I don't think anyone could even tell you. I mean, Trump is such a fucking wild card. I mean, you think he would try to use some of the powers like lower interest rates, but interest rates are pretty low and they're actually going to be raising interest rates.
I really meant more, I don't really know, I mean in terms of what he's going to do about it. I mean more in terms of...
Oh, how he handles...
How does he handle the political, like, rhetoric ramifications of it? Like, what does he come out and say to the people at that point?
Oh, he's going to blame Obama and he's going to blame Democrats. He's not going to take responsibility.
So you think that there's not... I mean, I didn't think he was going to take responsibility.
He's going to say is that his agenda has been stalled in Congress by Democrats, especially if they win the midterms. If they control the Senate or something, or the House or anything like that happens, he's going to say, look, it's a witch hunt. He's going to use the news cycle to distract people from any real issues, which he already does. I just don't think that he's going to take any sort of responsibility
for the
economy.
Here's a bigger question. Do you think it'll actually work?
No.
Who knows? I mean, it's questionable. I mean, a lot of people are just on the Trump train. I mean, he's got another fucking couple years at least. I mean, unless you believe he's going to be impeached, which I don't. I mean, should he be impeached? Probably. But is he going to be? I doubt it.
Scotty's not sure. Walmart takes heat as it removes impeached Trump shirts.
A non-news story. It was the third-party vendor selling it through, like, Walmart.com or something.
Who cares?
You know, it was just a fucking... It's a bullshit news cycle story, you know. They removed plenty of offensive things from third parties who were just trying to make a quick buck, and that's all this is.
Walmart on Tuesday removed shirts and other gear from its online marketplace bearing the phrase Impeach 45 after supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump lambasted the retail giant on social media. Walmart nixed the items after images of jerseys and baby gear with the anti-Trump slogan went viral on social media.
Sweet.
At midday, the phrase Boycott Walmart was trending on Twitter. These items were sold by third-party sellers on our open marketplace, and were not offered directly by Walmart, a company spokesman said. We're removing these types of items pending review of our marketplace policies.
They're gone. Let's be honest. No item like that's going to stay around.
Why would it?
Impeach 45.
No major corporation is going to take flack from either side, and that's what happens anytime there's an issue like this. If it pisses the conservatives off, they're going to boycott. Pisses liberals off, they're going to boycott. They're going to stay out of it and say, take this shit off their fucking marketplace. Don't ever let this shit come up again.
Yeah, Walmart wants the conservative dollar and the liberal dollar.
Yeah,
they know
Walmart
what really runs,
wants all the dollars.
They know what really runs the country. It's money, you know, and everyone needs it. So it doesn't matter if you're liberal or conservative. You just want everyone to give you their money.
Boycott Walmart.
It doesn't really matter what they believe as long as they're paying.
Yeah, I mean, some companies do kind of take a political stance. I never understood why they would ever do that, but Walmart ain't taking a side publicly.
Oh, I mean, it's a valid marketing strategy, right? If you're, you know, if you're competing for a big chunk of market share with other companies, then if you come out and you're like, hey, I'm the conservative place you can get this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You can also, I mean, yeah, that's true too. But a lot of times when you see them taking political positions, they're really very watered down mainstream political positions. Like Walmart is dedicated to diversity and inclusion.
Well, the two that I remember is I remember Oreo getting in some trouble with conservatives for putting out a pro-gay Oreo image.
That's because they know that those fat-ass motherfuckers are going to forget about that shit in a few days and go buy some Oreos.
And then Chick-fil-A getting in trouble for the opposite by being too anti-gay. So there was a little bit of people taking sides on that one. But for the most
part, I'll buy both those products. I'm not a fucking automaton that's going to hear some person on Twitter or wrote some news article about how if you eat Chick-fil-A, you're a bad person.
I don't
think
you can credibly say that a corporation takes a political stance anyway.
Well, sometimes the people that work for those companies do or own those companies.
Sure,
do.
Sure.
You know, I mean, and yeah, and sure, that's fine. But you know what? I like to think that we live in more of a free society that you can still buy a product from someone even if you necessarily disagree with
them.
The
company itself, though, I mean, like, they're not people. They've never been people. A company doesn't have a political fucking ideology. Maybe the person running it does.
Sure.
But the company itself, I mean, like, is everyone who works for Chick-fil-A on the side of that CEO that said that? Is everyone that works for Nabisco, a pro-gay progressive? No. I mean, there's no political stance taken by Walmart just because they decided to sell a shirt or a third-party vendor decided to sell a shirt on their website.
Yeah, it's taken by the person selling the product or the person running the company or involved in the company.
So, U.S. World Cup ratings down 42% without American team.
Good.
So, basically, like, you don't invite America to the World Cup.
We have to
boom.
You have to qualify.
Half your fucking viewership is down, bitch. Nearly half.
I can't believe that many people in America even give a fuck about soccer.
I was surprised by that, too. I'm like, man, I always thought we didn't give a shit about this.
Nobody that I know ever gave a shit about soccer.
But you know what? Everywhere I go now, I'm seeing it on the TV screens and shit, so I guess people around here do give a shit for some reason.
Well, sports are like a really bland and inoffensive thing to put on TV, and it's the World Cup like qualifying shit's going on right now or something, so...
Maybe it's a lot of people who are watching because they see the U.S. as the villain, and they're like, the good villain's not back this year.
The Yeah, we usually don't do too good in soccer, as they call it in the rest of the world, football. Like, we're not usually not in contention for that, so it's the interest here, I think, is kind of lacking.
The lack of a U.S. team caused a big viewership drop for World Cup telecasts. A 48-group stage broadcast on Fox and FS1 averaged 2 million viewers, according to Nielsen Media Research. This is down 42% from 3.54 million average on ESPN. Oh, well, they're just talking about the U.S. here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, of course, less people in the U.S. are watching when we're not involved. That makes sense.
Well, where else does it matter?
Exactly. Fuck that. Excluding games involving the U.S. team in previous World Cups, the average declined 28% from 2014 tournament in Brazil and was up 1% from the 2010 tournament in South Africa. Most group stage kickoff times were in the morning, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I mean, obviously Americans don't want to watch the World Cup if we're not in it.
Do you know how we fix this problem? Have the World Cup establish America as the eternal champions of the World Cup. And then have whoever wins all the qualifiers play a symbolic game against them.
Like the...
Oh.
Yeah, just do it like the, you know, the Harlem Globetrotters where we always win. You know, whatever soccer team won the World Cup gets to come and play a symbolic game against us where they get their ass handed to them.
Or, you know, if they win, it doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean? Yeah, they won. Whoop-de-doo. They beat the eternal champion.
The loser and still champion is the United States of America.
We're the infinite champions of the World Cup.
The forever champions.
Dude, then we'd watch every year. Then everybody in America would watch.
Hell,
it'd be as big as the Super Bowl.
I'd watch. At that point,
I'd watch.
The Soccer Bowl, dude.
We'd all watch.
The Soccer Bowl.
Soccer Bowl. Sacre bleu. All right, well, that's everything we have for today. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for watching us live. We'll be posting a Discord announcement on the Patreon shortly to let you know when we'll be doing that.
Yeah, there's a video up there, too, for you $10 patrons watching, showing you how to link your Discord account so you can get into the little room we'll be chilling in. So go do that if you haven't. If you want to come chill with us, we'll see you in a few minutes.
See you guys there.
Peace.
Be there or be square.